By now, most of us are familiar with our new circuit overseer, Brother Troop, and his wife, Lori. To further acquaint ourselves with them and learn of what led them to becoming our circuit overseer, Brother Brian McDonald of the Collingwood Congregation will interview them. We look forward to your discussion.
So, I'm excited, as is everyone else, to learn just a little bit more about you two. So we're waiting in eager anticipation for the answers to these questions.
Let's do it.
Okay. What is your background in the Truth?
Well, my parents were in the Truth, so of course I was raised in the Truth, and I was dedicated and baptized when I was 14.
And I too was raised in the Truth. I'm actually fourth generation. My great-grandparents and grandparents took the Truth in the early 30s, so I have a nice spiritual heritage.
Okay, what made you decide to enter the full-time service? What prompted you for that?
Well, I first started pioneering when I finished high school. Family environment played a role. Having parents who placed emphasis on the ministry and giving my best to Jehovah when I was young was the start of it. But I was raised in a congregation that was filled with zealous pioneers. They took me in service, they worked with me, we had a good time together, and even when I had really grandiose ideas or goals, no one ever said, you can't do that. So I had some spiritual ideas like I'd like to live in Bangladesh or do these types of things, and the pioneers always said, you can, you know, do anything you want in Jehovah's service. So that was a real encouragement. And that coupled with a strong relationship with Jehovah, it never occurred to me that there was anything else to do except go pioneering after finishing school.
Brother Troop.
I didn't come out of the gate quite that strong.
Okay, well, let's hear about it.
I was a bit of a late bloomer. I graduated school, and you know, I honestly never really gave pioneering much of a thought when I got out of school. I started working full-time. I moved down to Ontario, started working full-time, and didn't work out for me down there, so I moved back, and I came to Edmonton when I was around 22. And I settled into a congregation, and there was a number of brothers that were around my age. They were a little bit older, but they were ministerial servants, young elders, pioneering. They're conducting Bible studies. And I realized I need to pull up my bootstraps here. I really felt being left behind by them spiritually. So that had a real impact on me. It was very positive peer pressure for me. And so that had a big impact on me spiritually. When Lori and I got married, of course, she was already pioneering, and she started getting all these men calls, return visits, and Bible studies, and so I got swept along. She needed someone to take these studies, and I started auxiliary pioneering, and like I said, I got swept along. And as time went on, I really developed a love for the ministry.
I'm sure there's a lot of things you could say in answer to the next question. But we'd like you to tell us the theocratic events in your lives that are the most memorable.
Well, for me, both of them were district conventions. One was in 1989. That was the Godly Devotion District Convention. So it was at that convention on Friday morning, they said all the youths between the ages of 10 and 19 are supposed to sit in this reserved section. And we didn't know why we were sitting in this section. We were so excited and we weren't sitting with our parents. So I was 17 and I was sitting in this nice section, and then the brother released the book, Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work. So for a young person, that was a very exciting moment. But more recently, a memorable district convention for me was the 2010 Remain Close to Jehovah District Convention. And it was at that convention that we watched the Walk by Faith, Not by Sight drama. I call it the wagon drama, that couple that were trying to leave Jerusalem pulling that wagon. That drama felt like an entreaty to stop buying into what the world considers important or values or says we should have or we should do, and to be content with the truly important things, serving Jehovah to the best of our ability. And that drama had a profound effect on Derek and I. The day after the drama, we went home, we had our family worship, and we decided we were going to really simplify our life. Although we were pioneering, we still had a wagon that was getting loaded. So we decided to sell our home, we downsized, and we just decided to live with less, have less, do less, and live to our minimum instead of our maximum materially. So that was a big event for us.
The convention the year before, 2009, that was a big one for me, keep on the watch, because Lori and I weren't pioneering at that time. And so every talk, it seemed like, said, can you examine your circumstances? Could you change your circumstances? Could you do more? And it really hit me. And I went to work the next day, and I did a lot of driving for work, so I had all day to think. And I came home that night, we had our family worship that night, and I said to Lori, I said, I want to start back pioneering, and I'd love if you came with me. So I pitched it to her with, let's just give this a one-year trial, see how it goes, let's see, you know, because we pioneered in the past. But Brother McDonald, somebody would have told me 4 years later, just keep working hard, Derek, you'll be being interviewed as a circuit overseer, never in a million years. So it all happened pretty fast, but we're glad it's happened the way it is.
Wow, that's quite the stories. Very interesting. And my last question, again, I'm sure there's many things you could say, but what are your greatest joys in the full-time service?
Of course, there are many. A few for me are being totally immersed in a spiritual life, feeling I'm using my time and my energy the best way on this side of Armageddon, helping ones come to love Jehovah. No joy can ever compare to that. Spending time with ones in the ministry, working shoulder to shoulder, developing really close friendships, that's been a tremendous blessing. And for me, one joy in particular has been to see how Jehovah has kindly worked with me in full-time service. He's worked with my weaknesses, and he's patiently trained me to willingly make sacrifices for him and willingly make them for the brothers and sisters. And full-time service opens up other doors, so this was a surprising door for us, but one that I just love.
Pioneering, we've had the privilege of bringing a few people into the truth. There's nothing you'll ever own, do, succeed at that will ever hold a candle to that. It's the feeling and the friendship that you develop between two people that you study with. It's incredible. So that's a great privilege for pioneering. There was three that I thought of. Now being in the traveling work, one, it's opened my eyes to the organization. You know, sometimes we get pioneering in our congregation and we forget that we are part of a worldwide organization. And going into the traveling works really opened my eyes to that. There's some beautiful, hardworking brothers and sisters worldwide in the organization. That's one. Two, and probably my favorite is the brothers and sisters, because we've made friends already in this circuit with ones that, not until the paradise, we get to know like this, true friendships that we love them. And to see what our brothers and sisters go through, to be at the meetings, to sustain their faith, every week we leave a congregation and we feel encouraged. I marvel at the faith of the brothers and sisters. And finally, seeing Jehovah's Holy Spirit in action almost daily when you're visiting congregations, things will happen. You'll think, well, maybe I should pop by and just say hi to this sister or this brother here. And they'll say, I was praying to Jehovah. And you see Jehovah's hand maneuvering things. Or you work with someone in service and they tell you that it's what they needed. Or ones will come up to you and say an outline from the faithful slave touched them and they made a change and adjustment in their life. Mm-hmm. That never grows old. Seeing Jehovah's Spirit on a weekly basis, you can't put a price on it.
Well, thank you so much for your sharing this little bit of your life with us. And you know, I think I speak for everyone when I say that knowing just this little bit more about you, not as if we didn't before, but it makes us love you just a little bit more than we did.
Thank you, Brother McDonald, for helping us to get to know our circuit overseer and his wife a little bit better. We look forward to their congregation visits in the future.